Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, our angels, I should call you angels, right? We're all a bunch of angels here. Spiritual, what is it called? Spiritual beings having a physical experience. So on that note, I'm doing a show today is how can you heal yourself, right? And I've seen some amazing stories. And by the way, we're traveling today, so I apologize. I can't see if anyone's calling in or if anyone has questions. But I will give you my number now, 954-636-9401. Just text me because I never answer the phone. I don't have a voicemail on my phone. I always answer the phone if I see who's calling. But text me first. It's easier, and I'll call you back. On that note, how can you heal yourself? I'm going to give you my own story here a little bit, and then I'm going to give you another one. Okay, a couple of them here. Back in 2011, I was pretty sick, and 2011, I was pretty sick, and I'd been living in California, was coming back to Florida, because I love Florida. Do you guys like Florida? If you are here, or would you like to visit Florida? It is wonderful, and I think every state, every port of refuge has some beautiful things about it, or we wouldn't be there, right? So I came back to South Florida, and to be quite frank with you, I had just gotten out of the hospital. I had went into ICU, and back it up. Sorry, I'm just putting one event in front of the other. I had been living in California. I came to South Florida. I had gotten really sick with a flu bug, swine flu. I just thought it was a flu bug. So it's contagious, you know, and they had a really outbreak of it there at the time. And I didn't know I had it until I got back here. Or back to Tennessee where my dad lived. So I stopped at his house because I wanted to visit him. Actually, we're going there now and to my guy's parents too in North Carolina. We're stopping in Savannah at my dad's. So it's a week of travel and Thanksgiving and lots to be thankful for. So on that note, when I was at my dad's, the swine flu came through. I got super sick. I mean, to the point, my father and I are the same. He says, I think you need to go to the hospital. I said, I think you need to call the 911 people, please. And so they came and they got me. And all my organs were shutting down. And, and they put me in ICU. And the guy in the other room died. I was like, this is no fun. I'm laughing about it, but it just is a scary time, right? So my kidneys came back and everything started turning on within about 48 hours. Well, actually earlier than that. And the emergency room doctor actually ran some tests on me and he said, and I had sugar challenges at the time. And he said, you need to go home and get tested again and make sure everything is 100% because I wasn't 100%, you know. Anyway, so I come back to South Florida and I go to the doctor and when I went to the doctor, he tested, and he said, your kidneys are not functioning like they should be. And he said, and also there were some things going on with my liver. Now, I'm not a big drinker at all, okay? I mean, I may have one glass of wine. I think it's the last time I've had a glass of wine. It's been 4 or 5, maybe 6 weeks. So, make a cheap date. So what do you think about that, right? So what do you do, right? You're sitting there thinking. And I'm thinking, I go, okay, the doctor's telling me that my kidneys are not good. They may be shutting down. I may be on dialysis. I'll be on medication. So I drove off and I was crying. And anyway, I went and I said, I need to really redo my life. And it takes discipline and consistency and a belief in spirituality, which I'd always been meditating and believe in angels and, you know, all that. But it's like, man, when you're against the wall and you've got to climb that wall, you're going, okay, what do I need to change? So I got into an activity program, an athletic program at Orange Theory, love Orange Theory, and I was there, and then I got a coach that worked with me outside of Orange Theory, so I had that. I started changing my nutrition, my habits, and started meditating, started taking a lot of nutritional products and things to help me. And then I worked on me being happy. And so I started running and I ran now this is from somebody who was getting sick, right? And may lose their kidneys. So This happened in 2000. I got home to North South Florida in 2011, end of 2011, going into 2012. I started really working on myself. And then with all I was telling you with mind, body, spirit, and I started running on the treadmill. Well, not running. I was power walking on the treadmill. Really, I was just walking at a, I don't know, not much. And I got stronger, and I started feeling like I could do more. And so I kept doing more and more. And then my coach, my individual coach, said, Tari, why don't you try to think about doing a 5K? So I was actually on Blog Talk Radio, and because I've been here for a few, I've been on and off here. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I talked about it here a few years ago, and it was my first 5K. And, man, I did it. I not only did it, I finished it. what a deal. And I had went back to the doctor to test me, and he said, and so my kidneys came back strong, and he said, I don't know, whatever you're doing, you continue to do. And so I haven't stopped. I continue to work out. I'm not at Orange Theory anymore. I want to do my own training because it's a mind-body-spirit connection. So I'm sharing my story to say, okay, how can you heal yourself? Whatever it is, maybe a tummy ache, maybe, a heart problem, maybe, a stomach problem. I have another friend of mine that used the mind, body, spirit exercise. She's working out with a trainer. And actually, she learned Reiki from me. And she became she was suffering 50 seizures a day, literally was in a coma. She goes, I really wasn't in a coma. She goes, I was the other side, the angels, whoever you believe in, higher power, God. It doesn't matter what you call that, Jesus. She said, light beings were working with me. And I knew when I came out of that coma, and she goes, how'd you come out of it? She goes, one finger at a time. And when she came out of it, she knew what she had to do. She became a naturopath doctor, travels around the world, has a university. And this is from a woman who suffered 50 seizures a day, has zero seizures, and is 100% healthy. And so her story is very similar to mine in the sense of how did she do it? How did I do it? How did other people do it? Changing your eating is key. And, you got to eat healthy. You got to eat right. And that's the deal there. Finding your, tapping into your spirituality and eating, when you eat crappy food, and isn't it good, right? Who doesn't like a funnel cake? We were at the fair, the Renaissance Festival the other day, and I saw a funnel cake. I was like, oh, remember those kids? And changing your eating habits, that's key. Learning to be grateful. I am grateful for my guy. I'm watching my guy and my two dogs right now. He's taking them for a walk. I'm grateful. I say three things I'm grateful for. And so that could put you in an open heart of acceptance. And then I say every morning, and I started this, I am so thankful I am healthy. So it's like my brain doesn't know if it's in the past, present, or future, okay? It just knows now. So if I say, I'm so grateful I am healthy, then that's something that I do. She works out with trainers too. And then changing your eating habit, being grateful, which is your mind. I do that. And I if you look at earlier shows, I think back in October, I did a show on daily rituals, and these are some of my daily rituals that I do, but they healed me, or I healed myself using these, right? And then meditation. And, I'm going to put a meditation on here about healing, connecting with your angels and your higher power, probably today or tomorrow, because I got really led to do that. So meditation. Eating right, eating and changing your health, eating healthy, Herbalife. I'm an Herbalife distributor. I use the products. They are amazing and wonderful and the best nutrition program out there. So if you want to lose weight, gain weight, or just feel better, if you're pregnant, you want a good nutrition program, isn't that great? A plug that I'm doing because I believe in it. I mean, I could have been like on a dialysis or whatever the process is with that. And anyway, I'm not. And so isn't that great? I'm so excited about that. So that's what you can do. It's like mind. What are you grateful for? Rituals that I write down every day. I am so grateful for being healthy. It's not happening in the past. I mean, it's not happening in the future. It's happened already. That's what my brain thinks. So it brings me great health. I bring me great health, however you say that. And God, I'm connected to God. That's my higher power. You can be connected, whoever you believe in, you know, and you say, I am grateful for that. And so I feel like God's the ocean. I'm a wave in that ocean. And God is like, yeah, I get you. And so the wave in me taps into the ocean that God is and making it happen. So then the other thing that I'm you know, I really believe in is that meditation. As I said, I did a lot of meditation. I've done it forever. And really understanding that everybody has challenges in this lifetime. If you don't have a challenge or challenges, you don't come here to watch paint dry. So getting really clear, why did you need to have this, right? And there's a lot of studies on that about the kidneys and what they do in a spiritual world. But if you just start with exercise, maybe walking around the block, okay? If you start, you know, and that's how I started, walking on the treadmill, doing some weightlifting. And if you just start doing something to get that body moving, that's going to be key. If you eat right, I have a great nutrition program. Hello. That's worked well with me, worked well with my friend who's, you know, came back from, and she promotes other things, and she created her own products too to help her. But that's key too, nutrition program. Maybe you already have one. All I'm saying is this one has worked for me and a ton of others in 90 countries. And being grateful, doing some daily rituals, being consistent, okay, with that. And being disciplined. So, and then putting, you know, do it for 30 days and see what kind of change you make. Maybe you don't want to you need healing on an emotional level. These same things will work. But it's hard, it's easy to look at feeling better when you're already eating better. It's easier to feel better, like maybe you have depression. It's easier to feel better when you're thinking better. Do you understand what I mean? Like when you're saying the right things, when you're working on yourself, when you're doing, you go on YouTube, and because YouTube's free, and right, I think it is. I mean, I watch it for free. No, I don't have the premium channel, so I have to look at commercials. Not that commercials are bad. You want to go in? It's okay. You go in. You put the dogs in. I'm gonna walk around. My guy, he's so sweet. He's walking my dogs for me, and. Why I'm on the phone or on the radio show with you guys. So anyway, and he's got a great story. He won't tell you, but I'm going to tell you a little bit. He's a cancer survivor. Not only a cancer survivor, he's a cancer thriver. He overcame it and looks amazing and great. And I'll never forget the first time I saw him, I knew I was going to be with him forever. And you know how men are. They don't know that, right, until much later. Women, we get it right away. And, but he told me a story, and I was like, wow, what a great story. It touched my heart. And this will go to what I'm already saying. He said that, he was in a toxic relationship, and he was in a toxic relationship. And he said, he went to the doctor, and he found out he had cancer in his, intestines. He had, a large part of it removed, but he went through chemo and everything. He's an engineer, so I appreciate him because this is what he chose to do. But he came through at 150% strong. That guy can jump so high. He's super athletic, super flexible, to the point where I'm so proud of him. I'm glad I know him, and I love him with all my heart. But toxic relationships, he goes, I got out of that, and when I got out of that, then I overcame cancer. So you've got my friend, other people. I was listening to some dude on do you like Home and Family? I only watch Hallmark Channel for the most part because it's very uplifting. You're probably laughing at me, right? I don't blame you. He told me, the guy in Hallmark said he overcame cancer by eating the right foods. And he has a whole book about it. I eat the right foods, you know, and there's times I have to stop and say, okay, I need to clean my diet up even more. And so that's what I'm doing, you know, and take all my vitamins. I packed you know, all my products that I use to keep healthy, stay healthy, and get more energy. But you got to change your mindset to really heal or change anything. You cannot change something with the same mindset that created it. You just can't. So, you know, and you're like, well, Tori, I didn't cause this cancer. I'm not saying you caused it, but there's a lesson here for you. And that's another way to look at that mind, okay? You know, doing the grateful things, maybe watching. And I go over this a lot because it always goes back to this, mind, body, spirit. You know, doing a daily ritual of I am, and always do it like I am thankful, I am grateful for being healthy. And maybe you're not healthy. I'm thankful for, I am grateful for being lean. I'm grateful and I'm grateful for having a strong heart. Maybe your heart is challenged right now. But if you continue to say that and really believe it and use the habits to back it up, I promise you, you can heal yourself. My guy, I mean, he's super healthy. You know what I mean? And, well, you don't know what I mean, so I apologize about that. And he takes care of himself. He really does. He does the work, and the pay is, those who do the work get the pay. That guy has overcame cancer back in 2005. He's 6'3", athletic as all get out, strong. We work out together at the gym, and has a great relationship. That would be me. And I have one, too. That would be him. But he's someone that I adore, and I admire his skill and what he did. But he said, I recognize that it was a toxic relationship for me. And of years of being in that relationship, by the way, he was married. He said it, and he said that is, and listening to things and not stepping up my game. He said, that is a big facility, or big of me allowing a toxic relationship to not blaming the person. He's taking responsibility for it. And that's what you got to do, take responsibility for your health. You're not a victim here. And so those are a couple of things there. So this is caused because I ate too many Kool-Aid or cookies or whatever. No, I'm just saying to be healthy, you've got to change your diet, right? If you want a game changer, you got to change your mindset, right? Because it's the same thing that caused it, believe it or not. And then you have the game changer that you're looking for, and you start feeling better. And when you start feeling better, you become more active. I'm still a runner, love running. And I'll tell you something, as I said, it was life-changing for me, the things that I went through. And what a cool thing to be, you know, to be able to say to you, these are some of the things that I've done and other people have done. I also really believe in Reiki or some form of natural healing that you can do on yourself. And I did Reiki. I teach Reiki, just so you know. So if you're interested, give me a call, 954-636-9401. If you want a great nutrition program, 954-636-9401. I'm an Herbalife distributor, and it was a game changer for me, okay? And are you saying, Tari, you're just here about plugging away your program? You're darn right I am, because it saved millions of, not Herbalife, people have used it in 90 countries all over the world and have used it to get healthy. We make our decision in our mind to get healthy. And we make our decision in our mind to say, I'm going to change my life. And nothing heals you except yourself. You can use tools to do that. And Herbalife is a great tool. The guy on TV, he had a new book out, and he healed himself of cancer. And he says it's food. He changed his diet. I'm sure he changed everything. But that is something that worked for him. So, yes, I think nutrition when healing your body, and I'm not saying don't use doctors. You darn right use doctors. Okay, that's what I'm saying because I did. But taking responsibility for my health is what you've got to do. As I said, I got up every morning and I said, I am thankful I am healthy. And I still say it today because the mind says, I don't know about my past, present, and future, but you are healthy today because you told me you are, and I believe it, so I'm going to create it, to help you create it, right? Isn't that cool? And then that's something I'm grateful. I am grateful for my health. I am great, and that's something, doing grateful is great because you got little three things that you can do. I'm grateful. I am grateful for my health. I'm grateful for the money I have in the bank, even if you don't have any. The mind doesn't know. Remember, past or present. So, you know, a lot of times people get illness because of stress. So do some I ams, but make sure you say I'm grateful, I'm thankful, because it's like it already happened. Find a way that, you know, go to a Reiki circle. They're free. You find a way to do Reiki. That's one avenue. There is also some other ones that you can use. I like Reiki. That's me. All right, but I really recommend that because then you get in touch with your body and see and do things differently. And then, gosh, there's so much here. And then one of the other things is meditation. Meditation is key. Meditation is key because it centers you, calms your mind, and I'm telling you, you're going to start connecting with a side of, I call it heaven, that you've never seen, experienced, maybe, or maybe you have. I'm not going to say that. But when you can do that and when you meditate your mind, and boy, you get some answers, right? Isn't that cool? So that's something there. And diet and exercise. Man, I run a, you know, I love running now. I haven't been able to run for a couple of weeks because I have plantar, what's that called? Plantar whatever. Anyway, your heels, so you had to take a break. And so I've been, but I make sure I get cardio. There's a friend of mine that had breast cancer, 29, she got it and had both breasts removed, including the nipples. And the doctor said, if you just exercise 30 minutes a day, keeps cancer away. Isn't that cool? 30 minutes a day keeps cancer away. Who knew? I love that. So that's that. What else? I went Reiki. I went over some stories, people being consistent and disciplined. So you go to, you know, who's that guy? Les Brown? I think it was Les Brown. He had cancer. And he said, I went back to the doctor and the numbers were up. They weren't going down. And he continued to be consistent and to do, I think it was Les Brown. I may be wrong about that. He continued to do what he was doing. And he eventually got the numbers down and started getting better. Okay. You know, and as I said, see your doctor. I'm not saying not to see that. Please know that. Okay. See your doctor, because the doctor, when you have a doctor, they can really monitor you and see where the changes are happening and see what's going on. And they can also rejoice with you when you're getting better. Okay. My doctor did. He was like, I don't know how you're doing this. I go, me neither. Who knew? But, you know, I'm alive and well. I've got a great guy in my life. I've got a wonderful daughter. I got two dogs that are going with us to Thanksgiving. I'm so excited about it. But you can heal yourself, okay, with these things. Most of all, you can enjoy your life better when you feel like there's hope. That's the key right there. Just know that there's hope and know that these things that you do are a game changer in your life, not only for your physical body, but your spiritual body and your emotional body. And that is so key, don't you think? And, you know, so I hope that helps. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I'm going to promise you one thing. I am actually going to talk again and tell you some things about Thanksgiving. And I want to hear what you think about it. You know, I'm a life and spiritual coach. So if you like coaching, check me out or give me a call, text me, because I'm a life, spiritual, and intuitive coach. I tell you something right now, one of my greatest joys or my bliss is helping others find theirs. And when you can talk to the angels and make a difference like that in your own life, wow, what a game changer that is. You know, so that's what I help you live your bliss. That's giving me my bliss. And I help you find, you know, when you find your bliss, then you can be super happy. And if you're going through a health challenge now, there's nothing like finding your bliss when the chips don't look the best, okay, or the chips are down. And like I said, my friend, she recovered from cancer. My sweetheart, he recovered from cancer. My other friend, she's, you know, she's a client of mine, actually. She recovered from epilepsy, and I recovered from the stuff with my kidneys and liver, and I'm here running, and I'm moving. And my dad told me something a long, long time ago. He says, always keep on moving. He's 79, and he just got married to a beautiful woman. We're going up there and meeting her. That's cool. And he does a lot of exercise. He likes boats, skis, you know, skis, like he's going skiing. So anyway, he's going to Colorado, I think, in January. So how cool is that, right? And he's 79. So, you know, the guy ran a half marathon. I ran a full marathon. It was a full. And the guy that won it was 58 years old. And I said, out of everybody, and he had the best time, but he had ran it about 12 times. He says, never, ever think you're old. Always think you're healthy. He said, if you tell your mind something, it will do it. So you tell your mind what you want to change, and it will help you do it. I promise you it will. One thing I learned from Louise Hay, this is important. She had a conference about 4 or 5 months ago. So it wasn't her, but her company. And there was one guy there that healed himself, came out of a wheelchair. And I'm not saying these magnificent things, right? But, you know, something small like depression. Depression's not small, but something physical like, you know, my foot, right? You know what I mean? It's small compared to kidneys. But what he said is that you ask your mind and your heart to work together to help change your body or heal your body. Because that mind has the, I don't know, something like, it's some term. And he said, and your heart has the same one. But when they come together, you can lower your blood pressure. You can help fight cancer. You can do a lot of different things. So that's my suggestion to you. I am also extremely psychic. I see and talk to angels. So if you want a coach and check me out, then call me and I'll give you a little bit of information. If you want to change your nutrition, call me too. And if you want a yearly reading, I only do them once a year up until December. So I'm giving yearly readings now. They are wonderful. We go in every part of your life, your love life, your relationship life, your life choices, wellness. And also career and business. Is it time to get a promotion? Is it time to get a business, start a business? I just talked to a gal the other day, did one for her, and I said, it's time for a promotion. She goes, when will I get it? I said, well, it's supposed to be for 2019. I said, anytime between now and February, I think. I can't even remember now. And you know what? She called me about 4 days later, and she says, I got my promotion. I said, great. So you want to know about that? Call me, 954-636-9401. They are very powerful, and they've got a lot of great information for you. And so you have like a guideline that you can live, you know, make decisions with. So, and I'll tell you who your angels are too. All right, everybody, take care. Have a wonderful day. If I don't talk to you before, happy Thanksgiving. Bye, everyone. Oh, and text me, 954-636-9401. Follow my show on Blog Talk, please. I forget to say that. And also, following my show is good. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm more on Instagram than I am on Facebook. Angel Coaches, Being a Fit Couple. That way you can see me and Rob. He is amazing and wonderful. I'm going to do a show with him. I wanted him to do this one with me today, but he wouldn't. He's an engineer. So I just talk from my heart. I have an idea what I'm going to talk about, but he is an engineer, and he has to plan things out to the detail. I don't know. That works for some people. I have an idea what I'm going to be doing, but the angels asked me to talk about this with you guys today. So I hope it helps somebody. I really do. I love all you guys. Thank you for listening in now or later, and have a wonderful day. Have a great now. Bye now.